Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to the Sheer Lux Team podcast with me, Charlotte Collins. This week, I'm joined by Laura Black, Polly Sayer, and Tor West, not Cardona, as I just introduced her. I'm sorry.
Don't worry.
Reduced you back to your single days. Thanks. How are you finding being Tor West? Do you find it an adjustment?
Weirdly, not at all. And now when I see Tor Cardona, like on a put like a letter or like a parcel, I'm like, I kind of temporarily forget.
Really?
Yeah, it's weird. I think because I was waiting for it for such a long time.
Yeah, yeah. Mentally, yeah,
Tor West. Kind of weird. Yeah, my former Elias.
Yeah,
former life.
Yeah. How's everybody doing? Happy post-bank holiday. We're back in the office. Yay!
Yay!
Honestly, I'm really happy to be here today.
It's nice to have some faces around, isn't it? We've been in a bit, but it's been so quiet.
Yeah, quiet.
An empty office.
Yeah.
But it's nice to be
productive.
Yeah, it is.
I definitely woke up this morning and it felt like that September back to school vibe. Like the air was a bit fresh. I was like, oh my God, where's my pencil case?
Yeah. It's cold. I felt exactly the same. I actually couldn't sleep last night. I had major anxiety. Oh. I don't know what about.
Back to school.
It was just that vibe.
Yeah, and I think it's always in your head, it's much, much worse than when you find it together. You're like, yeah, so true. Yeah, it really feels like that back to school feeling.
I like that feeling. Especially since we haven't had a summer. I feel like now's, I'm like ready for this.
Yeah, I'm ready for boots.
Give me some routine. Give me some boots.
Some knits.
Yeah, exactly.
For new shopping.
You're not ready, Polly.
I'm kind of not. But also, I don't know. It feels like overnight, it's just become autumnal. Like yesterday was kind of okay. And then we got up this morning. I sent a shot. We walked the dog at like 6:30. And I had that thing. I don't know if you guys get it where it's so cold. My ears really hurt. Oh, and I was like,
the worst thing.
As if it's like the, is it the
it's still August.
It's still bloody August. And my ears were like cold and horrible. And I was like, oh, this really feels autumnal.
It's really dewy though. Morning, isn't it? It's like a real change.
I think because you've still got a holiday.
Yeah, that's it.
You can't go into autumn mode. Yeah. Like, it's really hard if you've got a September holiday, but like a warm holiday to then get into that.
See, I think because my holiday was quite a long time ago now, I feel like I've been ready for this
moment, which is maybe why my
anxiety is high, because I'm like, it's coming, it's coming, we're here.
When do your kids go back to school?
Not until next week.
Oh, that's another week. To ease yourself in.
Yeah.
Okay, that's nice. It's really nice having been on holiday, whenever it was 2 weeks ago, to see people's holiday pictures on Instagram and to not just be really angry.
Yeah.
Like, it's a really refreshing thing of being like, oh, that's nice. I'm happy for you.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
As opposed to being like, I hate you.
Yeah. Last year was a lot of anger, wasn't it? Towards holidays. Like, who are these people on holiday in Mykonos and Dubai?
Yeah. So it's nice not to be so bitter.
I'm still feeling quite bitter about it.
You're quite bitter. Yeah. Were you trying to get a honeymoon in at some point?
No, not this year. I don't think. We were going to, but every kind of week and like month as they go by, I'm just like, I'm not sure it's worth it now.
You want to ski anyway, right?
Maybe, or just something amazing. Yeah, I'm thinking maybe assess in the new year.
Yeah.
I booked off for like 10 days later this month, but might book something really last minute.
Yeah,
nice.
I feel like, wait and see. Touch wood, travel's kind of okay at the moment.
Yeah, but I kind of don't want to tempt fate and just wait and see.
Yeah.
No, fair enough.
Everyone keep posting and I'll just be really jealous. Probably go for it on your holiday.
I'm going to be like, how's your Monday?
Where are you off to?
I'm just going to Marbella for a wedding, but just tagging
a few days.
I've actually never been to a wedding abroad, so I'm quite looking forward to it being, well, I'm just mainly looking forward to some sun, but also just seeing what a wedding abroad will be like. It's interesting.
Good vibes.
Yeah, very good vibes, I imagine. Amazing. So, yeah. Pretty excited.
Are you still planning on staying on by yourself afterwards?
Yeah, I know. So this is really weird. Like, basically, Matt and I were meant to be staying. Like, the wedding's on the Saturday. We're flying out on the Friday and we were going to stay until the Wednesday. And then Matt kind of sprung on me a few weeks ago that he was going to have to come back early for a work thing. And he was like, oh, so we're going to have to go back early. I was like, do you mind if I just stay like by myself? I
mean,
it's
only
like,
right.
Yeah, it's only a couple of days. I think I can definitely spend 2 days by myself just reading by a pool. Like, I'm so desperate.
Definitely. Marbella Old Town is stunning.
Is it?
Oh my God, it's beautiful. The shops are so nice.
Okay.
Yeah, it's so nice.
I think I'll be so too. And there will be people like, sort of tagging on the same thing at the end of the wedding, and I'm sure I'll make some friends be able to like third wheel them for a few days.
I definitely would.
I think that's so, I really, it's a really like grown up decision, yeah. But I really rate it.
I know. I'm kind of like, am I going to hate it by the end? Like, because I think I don't mind a day by myself, and then I get a bit like, okay, cool.
But it's just 2 days.
Yeah, exactly. And I think, you know, as I said, there will be people around. I'm sure I'll find, you know, people to go for dinner with. And so I think that's the only thing that gives me slight anxiety is the dinner situation, because I don't love eating dinner
or
by myself
somebody
in a restaurant.
Saying, oh, you should hang out with us, and then you're with people that you don't really want to be with. I'd rather be on my own.
Yeah, that is the only worry. But you know what? I think it's the only time I've been abroad since last year, and I just think, fuck it, I'm going
to
stay.
I think you need to find a restaurant with a bar. Sitting at a bar by yourself.
Yes. Yeah, much more acceptable.
Yeah, do you know what? Actually, we went to the new Nobu in Portman Square on Saturday night, and we went really early. We went at like 7. And
I went a few weeks ago. Actually,
I didn't love it. I mean, yeah. I love the food, but it's not a very nice hotel.
I agree. It's an interesting vibe.
Yeah. It felt like a hotel restaurant.
Agreed. Agreed.
Anyway, why?
Because it's like this massive. It's like a cavernous dining hall that's all black and like. Oh. Yeah, the food's Nobu, but it
feels quite like functional. The space.
Yeah.
It's not like sexy or intimate.
No, right. It's not like a nice. I would always go to the other one instead.
Same.
Anyway, but there was a guy sat there by himself, glass of wine, AirPods in, like flicking through a magazine or something, and eating some sushi. And I just thought that actually looks so civilized and so nice. Yeah, I'd really be grateful for some time.
Yeah, the AirPods is a great addition.
Great chat. Yeah. So take your AirPods, take a book. Okay. And you'll be
fine. Yeah, I'm going to do it. I've got a few books that I'm going to take with me.
An audio book. I'm so about my audio books at the moment.
So do you listen to them like in bed?
No, quite often if I'm driving. Yeah. Anytime I'm on my own, plug in.
Do
so
you
nice.
Listen at 1.5 or 2 speed, 1. Like Georgie?
No, you don't. How? What was Lou listening to out loud on last week?
Yeah, what was that?
I think it was an Adeola Show segment, and she had it on 1.5, and it was unbearable. Oh, it was like listening to a chipmunk. It was awful.
No. But you get in the zone.
I can't listen
it's
to it.
Weird, but a few minutes in, you've got it. Oh, you've got to pick it up.
Really? Not for me.
It's not quite exhausting.
I got a message from my friend the other day, because we both listened to our voice notes on double speed.
Oh
as
my
well.
God. Sorry, but that I can understand, because some people go so slowly on voice notes.
I'm always quite short of time.
My voices would be like, they're like times three anyway.
Yeah. You should not be, no one should be speeding up our voices.
I was literally like a chipmunk.
Yeah. Because if we're going exactly, if we're going quite quickly anyway.
She got the gist.
What have you listened to recently?
I have just listened to, I'm a bit late to the party, but I just listened to Anya Heimarsh's book.
Oh cool.
Yeah. I haven't read it.
Oh my God. I literally felt like it was written for me.
This morning I got up. We're in a bit of a sticky housing situation at the moment. And the last thing in the world I wanted to do was wash my hair this morning. And I was like, I'm just going to scrape it into a bun, but it hasn't been washed for like 4 days. And then I was like, no. Anya Heimarsh says, the very least you can do is wash your hair. So I'm going to wash my hair.
She speaks words of wisdom. And I think particularly to any mums out there finding the juggle, like, wow. I want to buy the hard copy so I can highlight bits.
What's the best tip that she gave?
There were just so many. So she has, for like teenage children, she had something called Beat the Clock, where it's basically putting them in control of getting home. And it was driving her mad that she was juggling her job and her children and then coming back at night, and she wouldn't sleep until that she knew they were back. So she'd set her alarm for 2 a.m. And if the alarm went off, then she knew she had to worry because they weren't home. But if they beat the clock, then they turned it off before she got back.
That's nice. Clever.
Yeah. And then she had something called the Christmas contract, which made me smile, because when I was younger, like when we'd all grown up in my family, my parents didn't know how to keep the excitement of Christmas alive. And they always came up with really quirky, fun ways. Like we had to follow different colour bits of string and stuff like that to find presents. I mean, we were adults.
You were 35, but still.
But it was fun. And they have something called the Christmas contract, which I'll let you read the book to find out. But she has wise words. She talks about her childcare, her nanny, and the trust that you've got to put in them. And just the way that, you know, she's grown that business is fascinating, I think, as well. Working for a woman, it's, you can kind of relate to it a bit. Yeah. It was really interesting.
So is it like tips, like life advice, as opposed to like an autobiography?
It's her story. Yeah, but you take away a lot. Mm-hmm. On Audible, she narrates it, which I love. Yeah. I love it when you get the writer who narrates it. And it was just brilliant. I absolutely loved
it. Oh, I need to listen to this.
Yeah. And she's really amazing. Her husband, his first wife, died very young and left him with 3 very young children. Wow. And she totally just stepped in and scooped them up, and they've since had 2 children of their own. But
so she's got 5 kids.
She's got 5 kids.
She had 5. I didn't realize that 3 were
3. Yeah,
for his marriage.
That's amazing.
Right.
She's a really amazing woman.
Yeah, how impressive.
Yeah.
I've been listening to Jen Atkins book on Audible. She's the hairdresser. Yeah, she's okay. She's like part of the Kardashian hairdresser clan, and she's the founder of, is it Way? Is that how you pronounce
Way.
It? Way Haircare. And the book is called Blowing My Way to the Top, which is obviously quite jokes. She kind of builds it as like tips for, you know, for kind of success and to be a good businesswoman and stuff. But actually, it's very specifically for hairdressers. Like, I found that it's really not that applicable.
Or perhaps like beauty industry.
Yeah. Like. Yeah. I guess if you wanted to do exactly what she'd done, which is, you know, be in the beauty industry and then create a product range from it, you probably can take quite a lot from it. But it's not full of great life advice. It's full of great hairdressing advice.
Right, you need to get onto Anya Heimach.
That's what I need.
And do you listen to that as well?
Yeah. Yeah, and the same as what I've said it a million times in the podcast. I find it really hard to listen to fiction on Audible.
Yes, totally.
But somebody digging their own life story, so doable.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anything else that people have been watching, reading, listening to?
I feel like since Love Island's ended, I've been getting back into TV in a big way. Mm. Like, I've actually been watching some good series. Great. Like, there's some good stuff. It's like, we started Vigil.
Oh my god, okay, that's it. I feel like we need to talk about this.
Yeah, I love it. So it's a BBC drama, and it's got a few quite recognisable faces in it. So it's Saran Jones is in it.
It's got DC Arnott from
Martin Compson.
Yeah, Martin Compson, him, and in his actual Scottish accent, which blew my mind when I first heard it.
He's
Scottish?
It is such an thick accent.
Yeah,
but like, my god, how did he keep that other accent for?
I think he keeps onto it when they'll spend like 3 months filming Line of Duty, and he will
only speak in English accent.
Yeah,
But
he said that somebody on set, he'd like slip into it, and people on set would be like, "Oh, why are you doing a Scottish accent?" He'd be like,
"That's my
actual accent." Yeah. Oh, crazy.
God. Anyway, sorry. It is set on a submarine in Scotland, and Saran Jones goes on as a police detective because someone dies. I mean, I don't think that's giving away.
In the first
10 minutes. And she has to investigate whether it's, you know, dies of a drug overdose, inverted commas, but they think it's actually a murder and it's a big cover-up thing and there's a sort of conspiracy behind it and that kind of stuff. I mean, I'm only two episodes in.
It's really after I finished watching it, I still felt like it was slightly in my bones. Yeah. I didn't, you know, when it's like...
Creepy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's creepy.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's creepy. Is it by the same writers as Line of Duty?
Yeah, I think it is.
Yeah. It's got that same kind of like... It's really good.
Really good.
I've only watched the first one, but the second one came out last night.
Yes, yeah, I watched that last night.
Oh, okay, I thought the first one came out this weekend. Oh, there's two.
So they did two this weekend, and then I think the next is next Sunday.
Oh, I can't handle this drip feeding.
I like it every now and then. I think we're so used to it.
I found I think we must have discussed it at the time, but I like to binge a series because I can get really into it. And then with the last season of Line of Duty, I just didn't care anymore because I had to wait.
Well, I don't know, I think it's nice. Like, so we've got another series on the go that we're binging. So it feels like you've got that fix of something that you can just go and repeat. So watching Baptiste, which is not new, but loving it.
Mm.
And
then
Vigil's
good.
Kind of like our weekly thing that's, I don't know, quite enjoy a bit of drip feeding.
Yeah, I quite like it on a Sunday particularly. Because you're like, okay, right.
Something to look forward to.
Exactly.
Yeah,
fair enough.
Exactly.
Tor, watching anything? Yes, I did watch a really good series on the drug theme about the two girls who got caught smuggling.
Oh, God, yes. Okay.
About this. Yeah. Oh my god. You know how iPlayer, they've changed the kind of interface. It's much easier to see things now. And it was like the kind of
the main, like the hero series.
The hero image of this series was like lines of cocaine made into High. It's called High, Confessions of an Ibiza Drug Mule or something. Honestly, within like 10 minutes, I was hooked. They've managed to find one of the Perutu was keen for like to get the coverage. And she's really turned her life around. And it's basically the
they're
story.
They're out now, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I was wanting to... Yeah, no, they're both out. They're both out. But they really had to fight to get there.
Yeah.
And it's like maybe 6-7 parts. And honestly, it is fascinating.
Really?
I think it's fascinating because not that I would ever smuggle cocaine, but you can kind of see how
it
happened. So this girl had never left Ireland before. It's very much her story, not the other one's story. They weren't friends. They got put together.
Oh, I see.
They were like mules from different gangs or whatever. Yeah, and they were put together. So they weren't friends. Obviously, ended up becoming friends in prison together.
You'd have to, yeah.
Yeah, but it was just how they kind of, she got into it and she never left Ireland. She was so naive.
Almost accidental. Yeah.
Literally landed in Ibiza. She was like, this is insane, having the best time. One night, like, she was obviously in with like the kind of wrong crowd. And this guy was like, she was completely off her face. And this guy was like, can you just go to Barcelona for me and pick up a little parcel? And she was like, yeah, you know what? She would end up in Barcelona. And then this guy who she kind of like ended up with there, this guy had like directed her to him, put her on a plane and said, you're going to Lima. And she thought Lima was in Mallorca.
Oh my God.
And she obviously was still like, off her face and got on the plane and saw that screen, you know, when it has like, the arrow where you're going.
Yeah.
And she just saw this like arrow going all the way to Lima. And she's like, oh, literally. And she like freaked out.
Oh my god.
And then she ended up in Lima. And then it was too late and she couldn't get out. And this guy was like sending her text, being like, if you don't do it, like I'm gonna
Oh my
but
god.
So she didn't have the drugs on her then. She picked them up from Lima.
Like, and in Lima. I mean like the quantity is unbelievable. But the whole story was they made out they were coerced into doing it. But at the same time, she knew what she was doing.
Yeah.
How did she carry them?
In a suitcase.
Okay. It's not the smartest move, is it?
In like packets of like porridge and coffee and
god.
And then like wow. But she just tells the whole story of her like getting to the airport, like the dogs and oh my god, I really want torture. And all the tricks they were told to do to like make it like seem that they were like tourists.
Yeah.
Like to be when they were checking in to like have like photos, be looking through photos and like laughing together. And then they kind of cut through to all these interviews with different prosecutors and judges and people who obviously specialize in this kind of thing. Because it's fascinating. It's rife.
Am I ruining it if I ask how they were, how was it sniffer dogs? How did they
They had basically been watched and they honestly
they were watched?
Yeah. And it was obviously so blatant when they got to the airport. These two girls like sweating. they couldn't take their eyes off the suitcase. And that was a massive giveaway. That they were like obviously so paranoid. Yeah. Oh, they were caught red-handed. And that's no surprise because everyone knows what happens.
Yeah. But mad story though.
Watch it. It is so... Wow. And seeing her now. And you probably remember in the press, she had that massive like top knot.
Yeah.
And now she's like gorgeous and blonde. She's got like long curly hair and...
Just living a great life.
Honestly, fascinating.
So in December 2013, they were sentenced to 6 years and 8 months. In early 2016, they sought to return to the UK and they were released in 2016. This is in Anson 2 prison. They took up coveted training positions in beauty therapy in a bid to become hairstylists.
Oh. Good for them.
And what are they? Them. What are they doing now?
Yeah. So I did about the other one, but this Michaela McCollum, her name is. She set up a salon in the prison, and she like learned Spanish, and she was really determined to make something of it. And that's what got her out in the end. And now I follow her Instagram now.
Really?
She's a mum of two.
Oh wow!
I think she's a single mum.
Wow! Yeah.
Good on her.
What a life story.
Honestly, watch it. It's really good.
Millions off that story.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just makes me think of Bridget Jones and The Edge of Reason, but I think that's a really bad comparison.
It is like that, but like a real...
Like a really scary...
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Real life version. Let's turn to some of our readers' questions. Laura, I know, is always on edge when I say it's time. It's not too scary. On the spot. I'm really excited, by the way, to not talk about wedding guest outfits anymore.
I've got questions.
I've still got weddings, but I
still want to. So I have three weddings in the next 3 weekends, which is absolutely mental.
That's a lot.
Making up last time, everyone. I'm so excited. It's dreamy. One is 20 minutes from our new house.
Great. Nice.
The one next weekend is in London, and the one the weekend after is only in Hertfordshire.
That's so good. Woo! Have you got outfits?
Yes. Great.
Same outfit or different?
I've got options, but I reckon I'm going to end up wearing... I bought a new dress from Rixo. It's purple.
Oh,
I never
wear
purple.
That's exciting.
Yeah, so I think I'm going to wear that one this weekend.
Lovely.
And then,
I want a navy puffy sleeve, Polly, Charlotte. Can you find me something, please?
Blouse?
No,
sorry.
Dress.
Dress, sorry.
A navy puffy sleeve.
Navy puffy, yeah. What a niche request.
I know, but I have a vision of what I want in my head. I'd like it midi. I don't know how to say it. Age.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But not linen.
Yes. What about that amazing white one you have?
Midi.
That piece of white. Yeah. They only make white. Losing the name.
Better feeling creative.
I think that would go down like a sack.
Yeah. Best you don't. Best you avoid. But yes, true. That they should do that in multiple colours.
Yeah.
It's the most
I'm not sure how wedding it is, but that kind of vibe's quite nice.
That is also linen as well, though, should be fair. If you want something more formal than that.
Yeah.
Okay, Laura, we'll keep our eyes peeled for you. Polly, this is a question for you. Someone says, how to style leather shorts, especially what shoes to wear them with. Well, wow. Polly is sat here in leather shorts today.
I am loving a leather short right now.
I feel like you've worn them quite a lot.
Yeah. All right.
Shame you into it.
Should you just get changed?
We're bored of it.
What I mean is, you're making them work hard for you.
Yeah, I am actually. I feel like you can wear them with a lot of different things. Like today, I'm wearing them with a white t-shirt, a denim shirt, and then a navy blazer over the top.
I feel like you've gone quite wardrobe NYC vibes today.
Yeah. Can I ask
about the denim shirt? It's a very nice one.
Thank you.
It's from Mango.
Is it?
Yeah. Only a Mango one. Sized up, made it a little bit cooler. Leather shorts, going back to them. I think you can wear them with just like a cool blouse. I wore a nice like paisley blouse with a big sort of sleeve going on the other day, and maybe some suede boots with a heel. I think it's quite nice for the leather shorts.
I think a cashmere oversized round neck jumper. Leather shorts, so nice.
Yeah.
I think really, like, you can think of them like a leather trouser, which goes with a lot of different things. It's just a more end of summer vibe, I think. And then later on the season, I would wear them with like sheer black tights.
Nice.
And some, I think that's quite a nice
look. I feel like you mentioned boots. Obviously, you are blessed with long, skinny legs, so you can wear boots with them, but I feel like they can be quite truncating to wear a pair of boots with a pair of shorts, so I would probably just wear flat with them as well.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, I agree.
Or a pair of sandals if you can still
I'm wearing sandals today.
Yeah, so okay, somebody says, favourite stylish trainers for day wear, not exercise.
I love a white trainer. I mean, I like a Common Projects and an Axel Arigato.
Yeah,
but I
too.
Also have a really simple pair of white Adidas, like not branded at all, which are a cheaper version.
Mm. Oh, you also have your really nice Nike
Daybreaks.
Daybreaks, that's it. I love them.
Yeah. Mm. It's been kind of funny weather for them, though.
Can't I suede like trainer. I've got that. Yeah, I've got suede really trainers. Annoying. It's really hard to wear them. Yeah. Mm. Yeah, the drizzle is not kind to suede trainers.
No, it certainly isn't. No, I recently got some Axel Arigato
really
trainers.
Nice.
I got the kind of chunky marathon runner ones, which I think are definitely a little bit more edgy.
Is it true they're very hard to wear in?
Yes, man. Yeah. Okay. Well, I made the mistake of wearing them without socks in the first wear, which was just. But I just hate the look of trainers with socks. I can't stand
it. Wouldn't you wear trainer socks?
Well, I didn't have them at the time, and I was just like, you know, I'm just going to go like, you know, sock free. Like, how bad can they be? And I'm not joking, they really, really knocked my feet up. And I was like, geez, how can a trainer be that unkind? Mm. But I then wore socks with them, and since they've been fine.
I think that might have been you.
Didn't even blame the trainers.
Yeah. Maybe it was
my fault. Any trainers without socks at all, that company.
I know, it was a nightmare. But I do love them, they're great. I just feel a bit more cool on a dog walk wearing those than just like any old stuff.
Yeah, they're super cool.
Yeah.
I've heard theirs are really hard to break in.
So that's what I heard. But these are some of them are the Esplar, which is this style, aren't.
Okay.
They're really, really soft.
That's good to know. Different leather or different shape.
It must be different leather. Maybe both.
Yeah.
So I never had any problems with these ones.
That's good to know, yes.
But yeah,
it's not about breaking in a shoe, is it?
No, not a trainer.
No, because the point of trainers is to be comfortable.
Yeah, right.
Coat for autumn school run. Should we talk about coats? Autumn school run. Clothes for school run.
Should just be clothes.
I'm sorry, mum's out there, but I've got mum agreeing with me.
Although I would say that I would always tone down what I might wear to the
You're not going to wear like your office look necessarily on the school run. But to be a coat for a school run, it's like, what jacket should I buy now?
I think something like that, like a green quilted jacket.
Khaki.
And that's like a really nice option.
This is Gap.
Very nice.
Yeah.
That's like the Free People one.
Yeah, exactly.
So there's lots around at the moment. Like,
I have to say, the Frankie Shop one, I really don't want to buy it because everybody has it. But every time I see someone wearing it, I'm like, oh, damn.
I really want a quilted, like a thin quilted, not like this, you know, like the Frankie Shop material. What would you call that? Like a down.
Yeah.
Like a wet, water-resistant vibes.
Mm.
Not as big as Frankie Shop, because I would look like a snail in that. But like boxy.
Yeah, boxy.
So nice. I think there's a few around.
That's a good school run jacket.
Yeah, this time of year.
I have to agree.
Polly, we were all raving about your...
Yes, so I listened to
Oh, good. Was it Benetton?
Yeah, it was Benetton. Yeah, a few people messaged me being like, where is this jacket from? It's just like, I wanted a lightweight...
Oh, your rain jacket.
Yeah.
It's a really cool one. Have you seen
I was like, I really don't want to buy a super boring one. I was like, like, does this exist? And I think it does exist because it's one's quite like...
Do you know what? A rain jacket appeals to me. So I love a rain jacket.
I want a rain jacket. Yeah,
they're cool.
Yeah, that's really, what I said. I think the rains ones are really nice. Heather's got one. I really want one.
Yeah, they are nice.
You'll see a lot of those on the school run.
Yeah.
Rains.
Yeah.
There you go. That
you have to get it.
There's a school run. School run jackets. Yeah. There you go. Someone says a good Hindu shoe. Something comfortable. Block heels. Yeah. Trainers, guys.
Yeah.
Unless you've got fancy friends who are throwing you a fancy hen.
Definitely trainers.
Shoes to wear with split hem leggings. P.S. Can one be too short to pull these off? Interesting. What do you think?
No. I think it depends on the length of the legging. Like, because you get the ones that are slightly shorter. But the ones like the Zara ones that skim the floor, I think are actually quite like elongating.
Yeah,
really.
Yeah.
And shoe-wise, I would say something like what you're wearing today, which is a kind of like really white, simple flat.
Yeah. I've got a square toe. I think it can look a bit dated with a round toe. Mm-hmm. So I think you need something a bit more modern.
Yeah.
Square.
With a high vamp, I think, is always quite nice rather than a like a classic ballet
shape. Yeah, agreed.
And oversized on top.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Agree.
Definitely. Polly, somebody has asked, what are this season's it boots? Thanks. You've got your eye on some boots.
Oh, yeah.
On an it pair.
I actually think I'm going to take the plunge today. So I really want to get those, the row boots with the zip on the front, which are like not new, but I've loved them for the past couple of seasons, I would say. And I don't know. I just think a chunky boot, I literally just live in them through winter, and I don't think that's going to change this season. So I think.
Do it.
A nice big chunky ankle boot, if that's your vibe, go for that.
Great.
I also think a long boot as well. Like that's a nice one to invest in if you're something a bit more feminine.
There's a Burberry pair of chunky boots that launched on Matches yesterday, which are hideously expensive, but nowhere near as hideously expensive as the Bottega pair. They're really cool.
Nice.
Yeah.
I'll have to look at those.
Yeah, take a look. Let's move on from fashion. Tour. Somebody says, one for Tour. If you had to pick one collagen powder, what would it be?
If you're a member of Beauty Pie, their collagen is like the nuts. Honestly, you take it for 2 days, your skin is like glorious.
Really?
Yeah. It's amazing, and it's always selling out.
Is it really high potency? Is that why?
Yeah. And it must be the quality though as well. But way more affordable and always in stock is Rejuvenated's collagen shots.
Okay.
Amazing.
Do you take collagen?
No. I'm not.
Probably should.
Kind of it's the kind of thing I need to like have in my eye line. I forget to take it.
I do that though. I sit at my desk and I have my vitamins literally in front of me and I'll have them in front of my water and I still reach for my water and don't take the vitamin. Yeah. I don't know what it is.
To remind me, what kind of thing is collagen good for?
So collagen basically makes up everything in your body from like your muscles to your tendons and to your skin. So it gives everything a boost. So once from the age of like 30, 31, you lose 1% collagen every year. But that's sped up by things like smoking, drinking, pollution, bad diet. I know, right? So so it's just really, really good for your skin, your hair, your nails, that kind of thing.
Okay.
Basically.
Plumps you out, right?
Yeah, in a nice way.
A good way.
Yeah. Fattens you up. Me girls.
I'm all right, thanks.
Yeah.
Like calcium bars, yeah.
No, it's just, your skin really. It
fills you out, is what I mean.
Okay, or whatever.
I need to get on that. Laura, somebody asked christening gift ideas for a godson. That's a nice question.
Oh, God. I'm just that in feature, this dilemma right now.
No, but that feature the other day was so good.
Yeah, it was so good.
We have just run a feature in our parenting edition on christening gifts to cover all budgets.
There were some really nice things there. I particularly loved the personalized hairbrush.
Yeah, that's sweet.
That's a good idea.
I love them.
For a godson, I think a wine coaster is a nice idea. Sort of a wine coaster. It's so dependent on budget. And do you want to buy them something for now, i.e. a hairbrush? Or do you want to buy them something for later on? Mm. I think booze is always a safe one for a boy, particularly.
Yeah, really? So you'd buy booze and they could drink when they were 18?
You put it down, yeah.
Oh,
and then,
interesting.
And then they get it when they're access to it when they're
18. Yeah, that's really nice.
That's a really nice idea.
A nice little wine or something.
Yeah, and then you can add to it as well.
Yeah. Love that. Nice. Really nice idea. So on the present theme, somebody has asked for second cotton wedding anniversary presents for a fairly particular husband. We have talked about in the past for their husband or either way. What did you end up doing
for this year?
When did we last talk? What did you do for cotton and then what did you do for this year?
God, what did I do for cotton?
Face mask.
Such a good question. Yeah, so lucky. I feel like I probably just bought him a nice shirt, which is a bit boring, but I'm not the most imaginative. But this year we gave up on the themed gifts because I think year three is leather and I mean, kinky. Ideally I'd love a Chanel handbag, but the budgets aren't quite stretching for that, so we were like, let's just stick a 50 quid budget on and just don't you know, go with the leather. And he got me a little personalized AirPods case.
Oh, that's so nice.
Such a really nice idea. Yeah. And I got him a pen with his initials engraved on it because he's saying for his new job he wanted a nice
pen.
I mean, not super crazy, but within the £50 budget.
Well, there you go.
Yeah,
that's really nice. That's what's doing.
Yeah.
Laura, cotton gifts.
I think a proper tailor-made shirt for you is really nice.
What about like a really nice dressing gown?
Yeah,
that's nice.
Like a summer weight dressing gown.
Mm. What about a pack of hankies with his like initials embroidered on it or something?
Yeah, or coasters even.
Yeah.
Ben got me a tablecloth for
that's really nice.
Yeah, it was a really good one. Yeah.
I think an If Only If Nighty, the Pandora.
That's a lovely dream.
I don't know how many men would be that.
Clever.
That's why they need
to come to us.
Men should be listening to this podcast.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to throw some random ones at you now. These don't really fit in any particular category, but somebody has asked classic chick flick that you must watch. What is your number one ultimate ride or die chick flick, Tor?
This is such a cliche, but it has to be Bridget Jones.
I think that's a cliche.
It was
a cliche, but like they're all cliches, aren't they?
Yeah, too much chick flicks. Yeah, so. I think that would be... Or Notting Hill, if I'm allowed to.
Mm. Yeah, that's great one. Lovely.
Oh my God, so good.
Or is that too 100%.
No, that's definitely a chick flick.
I love it.
I love The Holiday.
I feel like every time I watch it, I get something else out of it.
Yeah, kind of every time.
It's like a new film every time.
What, The Holiday?
Yeah.
Oh my God,
I love it,
but I'm not sure I'd go that far.
Well, I would.
Okay.
Well,
you'd die on that hill. Great. Polly?
I think mine would have to be Mean Girls or Bridesmaids. I love them both.
See, interesting, because I don't think Bridesmaids is a chick flick.
I hate Bridesmaids.
Do you know
what?
What category is it then?
I can't stand Bridesmaids.
You don't like Bridesmaids?
Why?
Oh my God, I think it's the funniest thing.
I love Bridesmaids. I just have to fast forward through the wedding dress scene. I can't watch it. But I just skip from the restaurant to the aftermath.
I find it so funny.
That's probably the worst bit for me. I just can't, the humour isn't really my thing.
It's quite gross.
Give me Bridget.
I love it. Her on the plane. What's his name?
Yeah. I can't even remember.
Anyway, it makes me
die poor.
Mine's Pretty Woman. Oh, Pretty Woman, the ultimate chick flick. That is my favourite.
No, I don't like Dirty Dancing.
Oh, yeah.
God. Yeah, I love Dirty Dancing too.
I find Dirty Dancing a bit predatory. I find him quite predatory in that film.
Interesting.
Yeah, I find him a bit creepy.
Do you?
Interesting.
She's like this young girl on holiday with her family. I guess
I've grown up watching it, so it's like, it's very nostalgic.
Yeah. I mean, Pretty Woman isn't all that.
Yeah, exactly.
Somewhat exploitative too. Yeah. However, I just love that film. I always love that film.
Haven't watched that for ages.
Are you going to see it on the stage?
I might. I don't think. No, it's really good. I really don't like Samantha Box.
I know, sorry, Samantha Box.
So probably not.
Great voice, though.
Great voice. Yeah. Do you remember those? I love those TV shows when they used to go and find the next Nancy or the next.
Oh my God! Yeah, Joseph. I used to love Joseph.
Oh my God!
The Andy Lloyd Webber.
When Lee Mead won, I sobbed. I was obsessed with Lee Mead. Like, I was in love with him.
Yeah, I mean, he's kind of.
He's
okay. Hot.
He's kind of a bit. No, he's not.
Not anymore, but he was.
Was he married to Denise Van Outen?
Yes, it was like a modern day love story.
So random.
Yeah, Betsy or something. They
God, she knowledge.
I know my Lee Mead fan.
Wow,
he might not be fit now. It was like a modern day love story because she was a judge on the show.
Yeah.
He was like Liam Payne. Thank you.
I think I fancied him at the time.
She was on the panel.
Yeah,
but they need to bring those back. That is good winter viewing.
Such good winter viewing. And that woman Connie who won the
Maria. That was a really good series.
I preferred Joseph actually.
Yeah, hot men singing.
Whenever someone left, they sing their like,
yeah, close every door
out of our own.
Yes, it was quite camp, wasn't it?
So camp, but like brilliant.
Somebody has asked what our favourite part of our jobs are. Hard question. Tor?
For me, it's the team, like the people.
Oh, that's nice.
100%. I remember when I left the first time, I was so upset. It felt like I was like leaving school.
Aww.
And to me, that's what I think make Sherlock's different to anywhere I've ever worked for is the people.
Oh, and drew you back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think exactly. Like you're fortunate because you've got that like experience of leaving and coming back that gives you that period to reflect on what was so good about it.
So true. Yeah, definitely the team.
Yeah. That's nice. Laura?
I'd say the variety. I think no day here is ever the same. And actually, that's a real bonus of coming back to the office because I feel like that's going to become more and more again, and especially in the run-up to Christmas.
Yeah, so true.
Yeah. Yeah. So you never know what's coming.
Yeah. Your toes.
Slash, quite scary.
Yeah.
Fully. Yeah, I think the variety for me is, I guess I just feel very lucky that every day I get to go to work and, like, you know, do stuff that I'm genuinely interested in, and it's so varied and we do so many different, it's not just writing, it's all the other bits that come with it, and it can be stressful at times for that reason, but you know, actually that's what keeps things interesting.
Totally.
Yeah, yeah, so true.
What about you?
Well, all of the above, but also, yeah, I still sort of can't quite believe my luck with it all. So, you know, I can't believe this. This is what I get to get up and do.
Yeah,
but, like,
yeah, yeah.
You know, everybody's jobs has its stresses and strains, but it's very rare that I don't actually enjoy the work I'm doing. And that's a really nice, that's a really privilege.
I totally, so, yeah, I totally agree.
Obviously there are challenges, but I actually really love my work, and that's quite a privilege.
And I think, yes.
And actually, even the challenges are good.
Yeah.
You know, like,
yeah,
that's, they kind of fill you with a bit of dread, but then when they start happening, it's like, ooh, okay, this is cool.
I also love the, you know, obviously we produce so much content, and I love the feeling, and I often say this on Friday, we're like, oh my God, we actually did it. Like, if, you know, you look at the workload on a Monday and you'll be like, oh my God. Yeah. And then it'll get to Friday and you're like, we did it again. Like, again, we pulled it off again. And that feeling of pulling it all off is a really nice feeling.
For sure.
One day it'll go to shit, but for now it's a good feeling. I think we'll end on this one. This is a nice one. Somebody has asked if anyone has any tips for a quarter life crisis help.
Ooh.
So that's what, 25? Feeling stressed? You know, that's all the information we have, but we can
say we need a bit more context, don't we?
Yeah.
Like, what sense? Is it work? Is it relationship? Is it friendship?
It's possibly a bit of all of the above, really,
yeah,
isn't it?
Probably.
Perhaps leaning heavily towards the work.
Yeah, I think work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because at that stage in life, you don't quite know, probably you're not that senior, but yet you don't really know how or where to assert yourself.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. So what are your tips for 25-year-olds? Under in the workplace, what do you do to make it more
you're
bearable?
Still really young. I think you need to figure out, like, you've got a bit of experience now to figure out if you like what you're doing, and if you don't, you've got to start stripping out the bits that are no good, and then start
and also work out what you're good at, and don't be afraid to admit you're good at something, and if you know that, then, like, push that.
And also, you know, don't be stressed that it's too late. I think, you know, everyone at every stage of their life thinks it's too late to make the change or do something, but especially at 25, it's not too late.
It's definitely
just if you've taken the wrong path, then you can change it. You did that.
I did. I was probably 23 when I did that. So
what were you doing before?
I worked in events for a little bit, and just I didn't enjoy it for whatever reason, and I felt so scared about leaving and doing something new, because I knew I wanted to go into, like, journalism basically, but I was like, God, can I do this? This feels like a big sort of step back to, you know, the very bottom of the ladder, I guess. But I now am so glad that I did it, because I'm in something that I'm happy with. So if you're considering it and thinking about it and you can make it work, you know, and you want to make a career change, then just do it, because like, at this point in life, you probably don't have the responsibilities that you'll have in 5 or even 10 years time, in terms of, like, mortgages, kids, etc.
Also make, like, realistic goals. Like, if you're feeling like nothing's happening because it's almost too big a goal, then you're always going to feel a bit unhappy. Achievable things to get that
5-year plan, just be
I think so. I also think, I've interviewed a couple of people recently about careers and stuff, and they both sort of said to just try and enjoy the ride a little bit more, and try not to think too much about, you know, comparing yourself to where all your friends are and where you think you should be, but just sort of, you know, be your own reference and just think, you know, am I happy in what I'm doing? If you're unhappy, then maybe time to change. But if you're kind of happy, but you don't feel like you're where you should be, then just keep at it and ride your own.
And, like,
ride.
Be realistic, because Instagram is only the highlights, isn't it? And don't be sort of scared that everyone else is having a better time, because I'm sure they're still having the same struggles.
And on that same path, like, don't be tempted to, like, jump ship, because the grass isn't always greener.
100%. Yeah.
I've learned that the hard way.
Take from someone who knows.
Yeah.
All right. Lovely advice. Thanks, everyone. Great questions. As always, please don't forget, you can email them to us at podcast@sherlocks.com. And we also put a question box out every Sunday evening on the Sherlocks Instagram account, so you can find us there. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to rate, review, subscribe, and tell your friends. And we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime.
Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.